Go Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Heaven and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Uncertainty over President Trump's tariffs were expected to impact the May jobs report, but the data shows hires were better than expected, with 139,000 jobs added. ABC's Alexis Christopher says, though, the report did show some signs of cooling.
We have a resilient job market continuing to defy expectations despite all the uncertainty coming out of the White House in terms of tariff policy, immigration policy, but it does show us that the job market is gradually slowing down. Businesses are saying, look, we can't foresee the future as clearly as we thought we could months ago, which could impact their hiring decisions.
President Trump says he's not ready to talk to Elon Musk yet after the two took their fallout over the budget bill public yesterday. Musk calling for that budget bill to be scrapped. Walmart says it's expanding its drone service deliveries to 100 new stores in five cities, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Charlotte, and Houston. Drone deliveries are already available in Dallas and parts of Arkansas. This is ABC News. About 3 weeks after a mass breakout from a jail in New Orleans, two of the 10 original fugitives are still on the run, and one of the remaining escapees has been keeping a low profile.
The last sighting of convicted killer Derrick Groves was in a grainy surveillance video in New Orleans Central Business District on the day of the escape. Fellow fugitive Antoine Massey, on the other hand, appears to have posted an Instagram video in which he proclaims his innocence. As if to taunt the local, state, and federal authorities searching for him, Massey appears to have posted a new image to Instagram, along with a two-word message, "I'm innocent." Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Investigators say Grant Hardin, a former Arkansas police chief convicted of murder and rape and who escaped from prison last month, has likely fled the state. Officials say the so-called Devil of the Ozarks has extensive knowledge of the Ozark Mountains and could be hiding out in caves in the region. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Overcast but calm today. Comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The 34-year-old Milwaukee man accused in the death and dismemberment of a young Milwaukee woman has been found guilty. Ted Allen has more.
Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Laura Crivello read the verdict Friday morning.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Maxwell Anderson, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide.
The 9-woman, 3-man jury also found Anderson guilty of mutilating and hiding a corpse and arson in the killing of 19-year-old Sade Robinson in April of 2024. The verdict came after about 20 minutes of deliberations. After the verdict was read, the judge set an August 15th sentencing date for Anderson.
Waukesha police investigating after a theft of catalytic converters from nearly two dozen school buses. The thefts were discovered before the 23 buses were scheduled to roll out Thursday morning from First Student's company lot, causing several rounds to be delayed or canceled. That's news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Duranda and Moe Drive, Eau Claire, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Division of Ansay & Associates, Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. The case of a man charged with hiding a corpse and obstruction of an officer along with animal mistreatment has been settled in Buffalo County. Arthur McMullen had been arrested last year and charged after authorities found the decomposing body of his wife and 70 dogs and cats in their home in Fountain City. McMullen was found guilty for the obstruction of an officer charge and not guilty due to mental disease or defect on the other charges, and was sentenced to time served. Now, McMullen will remain in jail until the Department of Health conducts a mental health examination to determine if he should be committed to institutional care or have a conditional release. Duran Fun Fest kicks off today at Memorial Park. Fun Fest Chair Rhonda Sweeney says there will be music throughout the weekend.
Friday night, we brought in the Johnny Holm Band, which is a national act, so we're excited to have them coming from 7:30 to 11. On Saturday, the Dweebs are coming back this year. Everybody liked them. They're very popular, so we're excited to have them back. And then on Sunday, we have from 4 to 7, Bear Creek Band.
Other events include the Car Show, Golf Tournament, of course, the Carnival, and the Grand Parade is set for Sunday at 2 p.m. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking the public's help on the ongoing investigation into the cause of a fire that destroyed the 68-year-old Tank Creek Bridge in Trempealeau County on the Great River State Trail. The fire occurred on the evening of May 15th. No injuries were reported. However, the bridge is a total loss. The cause of the fire is still under investigation and the public's help is needed. The DNR is asking the public to share any information with the DNR's confidential violation hotline online or by calling 800-847-9367. The 2025 WYAA State Track and Field Championships are today in La Crosse. Over 22,000 are expected to attend the two-day event. The event's anticipated to bring in $4 million to the region, according to officials. And meanwhile, authorities do warn of traffic congestion due to that event over the next few days. You're listening to WRDN News.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2025. Your future is bright, and we're proud to be a part of it.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
With the recent announcement of two people in the Twin Cities area infected with measles, health officials are reminding everyone that two doses of the measles vaccine is still the best way to prevent the spread of the disease. Jessica Schrouth with the Pepin County Health Department says, depending on your age, it may determine if you need that second dose.
If you were born before 1957, the recommendation is that you've already been exposed to measles or you've had it and you have immunity. If you were born between 1957 and 1988, you may need a booster. I would encourage you to talk with your healthcare provider to determine if you might be a high-risk group. If you were born in or after 1989, you may have already had the two doses, so talk with your provider again to see if you need that second dose if you haven't.
If you are unsure of your vaccination status, the Pepin County Health Department can help find out that information. Just contact the Pepin County Health Department. Governor Tony Evers has approved a region-wide I-94 bridge maintenance work project. The governor signed a contract with prime contractor Thunder Road for sealing decks and pier columns on bridges on or over I-94 in St. Croix, Dunn, Eau Claire, Trempealeau, and Jackson counties. Work on that project is scheduled to start on Sunday. An area business has been recognized by the Pierce County Economic Development Corporation. Elsevia was awarded the Pierce County Economic Boost Award at the annual Pierce County Economic Development Awards ceremony held on May 15th. The award recognizes Elsevia's expansion project in Hager City, which has generated significant economic benefits for the region. The Hager City Grain Facility, it boasts 3.9 million bushels of grain storage and the ability to handle up to 60,000 bushels of grain per hour, along with rail access. The Economic Boost Award is presented to a project, initiative, or collaboration that has driven significant economic advancement in Pierce County through job creation, investment, or business attraction. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
A Madison Girl Scout has set a new state record for the most cookies sold. Badgerland Girl Scouts say Molly Linnaeus sold 35,598 boxes of cookies over the last 13 years. Her family also set a record with more than 64,000 boxes sold by two siblings. Linnaeus, a Gold Award Girl Scout, plans to study engineering and math at Iowa State University. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Overcast but calm today. Comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
Opening round of the AmFam Championship is on tap today at TPC Wisconsin. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Format has changed for this year's event, with the field consisting of 38 two-man teams. Steve Stricker paired with brother-in-law Mario Tiziani. Jerry Kelly is paired with Justin Leonard. Indiana grabbed game one of the NBA Finals, coming from 15 down in the fourth quarter to beat Oklahoma City 111-110. Tyrese Halliburton hit the game-winning jumper with 0.3 seconds left for Indiana. Game two of the NHL Finals is tonight in Edmonton. The Oilers grabbed the series opener 4-3 in overtime on Wednesday. The Brewers were off yesterday. They're back home to host the San Diego Padres in the first of a three-game series at AmFam Field tonight. Packers wrapped up a second week of OTAs yesterday. They'll close out the offseason program with a mandatory minicamp next week. The Steelers expected to sign former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers to a one-year deal. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Teams look to Motor City this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small. Loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart. Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
The NASCAR Cup Series races at Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn, Michigan this weekend with Sunday's Firekeepers Casino 400, a two-mile oval in the backyard of Ford Motor Company, which adds more pressure to the Blue Oval teams who want to bring home the Heritage Cup trophy, according to Team Penske driver Ryan Blaney.
Well, that's a special track, right? It's right in Ford's backyard, so, and really in Roger's backyard too. So that's, we put a huge emphasis on that. It was really neat to, you know, to win there in 21, have Edsel Ford there, keep the Heritage Trophy at Ford headquarters. You know, people get really, really protective over that trophy.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
If you want to know what the weather was like 100 years ago, an old tree stump can tell you. Hi, I'm Jody Hinkey. You can learn a lot about the past by reading The Rings of a Tree as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
The next time you see a tree stump, count the rings and notice how they're shaped. Steve Levitt is the Associate Director of the Laboratory of Tree Ring Research at the University of Arizona. He says the rings are loaded with lots of information, such as what the climate has been like since the tree started growing.
That could be, for example, temperature, precipitation, relative humidity,
those are the dominant kinds of environmental factors that can be reconstructed from tree rings. Hydrology, stream flow, is actually another one. Because under certain circumstances, the trees may be limited more by water. When you have good years of precipitation, you not only can reconstruct precipitation, but also stream flow.
Large tree rings indicate sufficient moisture, and small rings indicate a drought or maybe even an insect infestation. Where you live depends how easy it is to decipher this information. In temperate climates, such as the Midwest, the tree lays down a wood layer as it's growing and stops in winter, which creates the visible rings. In other places, such as where it's warm year-round, they often aren't as well-defined. Levitt says the rings also tell you the age of the tree, which is very useful in dating historical structures that contain wood.
If there's what we call a chronology against which the patterns of rings in that sample can be matched, we can assign an absolute age to every one of those rings that are in the sample, and we can determine what the outside ring is. So we can determine, in fact, what year the wood was cut in order to construct whatever that archaeological structure is.
Each ring usually equals 1 year, but Levitt says in a stressful environment, a tree may not lay down rings in a given year. Learn more about reading tree rings at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
69 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk markets. July up 12 to 1876. August up 26 to 1927. September up 31 to 1944. October up 35 at 1945. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, barrels steady at 186. 40-pound blocks down 6 1/4 to 185 and 3/4, but a 21 trade of block on the day. Cash butter down 1/4 to 255 and a half. 23 trades of butter on the day. Grain and non-fat dry milk steady at 126 1/4, 3 trades. Dry way up 1 1/4 to 58 even, 2 trades on the day. Live cattle markets are mixed. Feeder cattle markets are mostly lower. Now, some of the contracts are posting some follow-through gains to end the week. The ability to hold prices at or above contract highs is likely going to help solidify additional buying support for early next week. Cash cattle markets have seen some light trade in parts of Nebraska, $2 higher than Thursday's business and $7 higher than last week's average. Meanwhile, feeder cattle futures, while they still remain strong, today's trade has seen the feeder cattle complex as the one market that's been unable to continue higher. Very little has changed in the overall direction of the market. That's allowing the traders a chance to square positions at the end of the week. Current market moves are not seen as technically or fundamentally significant, which is likely to limit overall volume through the rest of the session. Hog markets are the bright spot today, with moderate to strong gains developing in the contracts. As the markets are solidifying summer contracts, well above the $100 per hundredweight level. Continued outside support and the potential for follow-through demand support over the coming weeks and months has brought in some additional buying interest. June live cattle up $1.52 to $2.2442. August up $1.20 to $2.1802. October up 67 cents to $2.1465. August feeder cattle down 20 cents to $3.0895. September down 65 cents to $3.0765. October down 82 cents to $3.0525. June hogs up $1.27 to $1.0212. July up $2.25 to $1.0705. August up $1.72 to $1.0877. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets are relatively mixed. Soybeans are slightly higher. Wheat now also moving mostly higher as well. As the trade is now still really trading on that weather so far, the bulls here at the midday are winning out the battle in many of the contracts in the grains. As they state that high pressure ridge is going to generate warm, dry conditions as we push past the middle of June, but there really isn't any other real big news to move markets higher. July corn up 4 3/4 to 444 1/4. September up a half to 432. New crop steady at 448 1/4. July beans up 7 3/4 to 1059 1/2. August up 4 3/4 to 1051 1/4. September up 2 1/2 to 1028 1/4. New crop up 2 3/4 to 1036. July soybean meal up $1.50 to $2.95.60. July soybean oil up 81 cents to $47.46. Chicago wheat, July up 6 to 551 1/2. September up 5 1/2 to 565 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, July up 5 1/4 to 630 1/2. September up 4 1/4 to 640 1/4. Energy markets are higher today. July crude oil up $1.35 to $64.72. August up $1.24 to $63.72. Meanwhile, July and August gas both up 2 cents. July at 208, August at 206. Join Chip Flurry for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Farmland prices began to soften in 2024. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
After several years of rapidly rising farmland values, 2024 saw things begin to cool off. Randy Dickhoot, farmland sales expert with Agricultural Economic Insights, says the cyclical up and down nature of farmland prices is typical.
That's correct, and that's very typical. Listening or visiting with brokers and agriculture people around the country and reading the data, that's very typical that it slows down after it has a surge in the amount of sales of farmland. When the prices are higher, then it gets a little more uncertain, or people have already sold and they're just going to hold tight now.
He says the prices started peaking in the I states in the early 2020s.
Yes, and you know, that corresponds with that double-digit run-up in land values during that time for a lot of states, specifically the I states. Very strong commodity prices, some good yields in a lot of places, and uncertainty in the market post-COVID and some other things that drove the land prices higher. And the people, you know, this would be families that inherited land or estates that needed to sell the land, or even some investors that wanted to capitalize on those higher prices. They decide to sell when those prices run up. We saw the same thing leading up in 2012 and 13.
Other states stood out both positively and negatively.
Well, Ohio was one that stood out. It was, you know, a little more consistent, didn't quite see the swings. You know, the amount of sales kind of would vary. And some of that, you know, Minnesota was a little different. I know Kansas, looking at other data we didn't include in there, that had pretty active sales during, you know, the time period they had for late 23 to early 24.
Randy Dickhoots with Agriculture Economic Insights. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Stop at O'Galley Cheese to grab a take-and-bake pizza made right on site with their own cheddar, Romano, and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses. Make sure to get a scoop or two of chocolate shop ice cream to enjoy. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese is located north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week for your pizza and ice cream enjoyment.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA is warning that ground beef sold at Whole Food markets nationwide may be contaminated with potentially dangerous E. coli bacteria. Officials issued a public health alert for 1 pound vacuum-packed packages of organic rancher beef produced on May 22nd and May 23rd by NPC Processing of Shelburne, Vermont. The products have a use-by date of June 19th and 20th. The U.S. Food Safety and Inspection Service did not request a recall because the products are no longer available for purchase. However, they may be still in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. The meat was produced in Australia or Uruguay and processed in the U.S. It was sent to distributors across the country to Whole Foods stores nationwide. The problem was discovered when company officials notified FSIS that they had shipped beef products that had tested positive for E. coli, and a type of E. coli that can cause serious illness. If you have one of those packages, you are to dispose of it or return it for a refund to Whole Foods. The National Oilseed Processors Association and the Corn Refiners Association released a statement on the incorrect and misleading comments from FDA Commissioner Marty Makary. The Food and Drug Administration leader spoke about seed oil, saying, quote, generally they're believed to be pro-inflammatory, unquote. That's a disparaging comment that goes against the weight of established science. We support the administration's underlying goals of improving public health, so it's unfortunate to see officials offer misguided comments that go against current understanding of scientific evidence, the group said. Seed oils are not inflammatory, as demonstrated by large population studies and human intervention studies. They also said seed oils have been used in the global food supply for decades and are proven to be safe and nutritious ingredients for a variety of products. They went on to say remarks like those create unwarranted anxiety about the food supply and the formula that benefits millions of infants globally. The House of Representatives advanced the One Big Beautiful Bill to the Senate. It's a significant step toward restoring some long-term certainty for farmers and ranchers after a series of short-term extensions of the 2018 Farm Bill. The bill, though, comes amid continuing challenges like volatile markets, high production costs, and weather disasters. The bill would combine several provisions across commodity programs and tax policy into one comprehensive package supported by farm groups like the American Farm Bureau. The Congressional Budget Office said the House-passed version would increase agriculture-facing program spending by $56 billion over the next decade. Of the total increase, $52.3 billion is tied to enhancements in the farm safety net, such as higher reference prices under price loss coverage, adjusted formulas for agriculture risk coverage, and expanded crop insurance support. The remaining $4.3 billion would include investments in trade promotion, rural school funding, livestock biosecurity research, and energy programs. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, Friends of the Earth, and other members of the Plant-Powered School Meals Coalition have applauded the Senate Agriculture Committee's action on increasing non-dairy milk options at schools. The committee advanced provisions that would make it easier for students to access non-dairy milk options in schools. The changes included in the amended Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act removed key barriers that have long prevented schools, especially those who are lactose intolerant, from receiving an appropriate beverage option at the school. Under current law, students are only guaranteed a substitute for cow's milk, such as fortified soy milk, if a parent submits a physician's note documenting a disability, and schools are prohibited from proactively offering soy milk in the lunch line. The red tape placed an unnecessary burden on families and disproportionately impacts the families of color, in which rates of lactose intolerance are the highest. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Explore scenic backroads and immerse yourself in nature's spring artistry on the Spring Fresh Art Tour. 47 artists who call this area home invite you to enjoy a self-guided tour of 27 studios and galleries along Lake Pepin and throughout the countryside of Buffalo, Pepin, and Pierce counties. The Fresh Art Tour is June 5th, 6th, and 7th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Find the tour map and artist information at their website, freshart.org. See you on the tour.
Chances of showers are expected over the next few days. Even a thunderstorm is possible. Now, temperatures will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. Now, it looks like rainfall amounts will be anywhere from a quarter to a half inch or less. Again, temperatures remain in the 70s through the weekend with a cool down by Monday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 70% chance of a shower or storm. High 67 to 72, relative humidities at 52 to 57%. North winds at 5 to 7, areas of a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows 50 to 55, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northeast winds at around 5. Becoming light. For Saturday, partly sunny, a 40% chance of a shower or storm, high 70 to 75. Relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Southeast winds at 5 to 9. Anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll also have 5 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly sunny, with a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 70 to 75. For Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or storm, high 65 to 70. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, high 70 to 75. For Wednesday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lands he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around her. He makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. go now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, cause for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, it could have been different somehow. If I know what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder, if life gets too rough. Kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise. But ain't got much memory of the scenes, come to think I missed them all. And damn, babe, it's all your fault. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, speaking of the coast, remember Pfeiffer Beach, you and me, that sunset, cliffs by the sea, and the night rolled in, and you still talk about that moon that I can't recall, but God, I saw all I needed to. Might as well have stayed in the room. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter. You remember Times Square, and people counting down everywhere, 2,000 whatever, no, I didn't care, 'cause baby, you were there, and once again, couldn't help but stare. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter where we've been, no, there ain't no better view than you.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal warnings. You grab the latest copy
a cup of coffee and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention. Sure if I should have put it in writing, might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. You get the message if there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man.
Strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. You did what you done to me. I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you just done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Since you did what you done to me. All right. Were they
sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep, baby. That's how I'm doing since you did what you took to done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry. You know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you took and done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you took and done to me?
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
First heard your heartbeat, it had only been 8 weeks. Standing there, staring at that screen, was the first time you ever scared me. God knows, I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you love just like your mama, and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady. You laugh till you cry, but she can make your tears dry. And when you get your heart broke by the wrong guy, she can make it right. I hope you love just like your mama, and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you learn how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady. She'll hear you, she'll hold you, she'll help you through, she'll fix you and me too. I hope you love just like your mama, and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. Look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady.
Up in the mountains, he flew up there to paint the world. He says, even though interpretation's what I count on, this little picture to me seems blurred. Hard lines and the shadows come easy,
it all just as clear as a bell. I just can't seem to set my easel to please me. I paint my heaven, but it looks like hell. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. My picture is perfect, and all the wonder's gone from my eyes, down through my hands and onto the canvas. Still like my vision, but still.